Good morning, good afternoon, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. Well, it's another one of those wonderful spring-like days, so maybe spring's coming early this year. Somehow I doubt it. I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus is telling us what he's looking for from us in the way of kind of following in his footsteps. So I'd ask you to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they come to us in the Gospel of Matthew. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or into any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts, no bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Well, I hope you got the message, which is basically Jesus is sending us out. Not to the Gentiles, not to the Samaritans, not to those people that are of some other religion like Muslims or Jews or whatever. Rather, go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are not going to church, who are not believing, who are not walking in the steps of Christ, who were brought up that way, who were encouraged to participate in the church, who went to youth groups and young adults and attended church and got married in the church and their children got baptized in the church. And I pray that they believe in Jesus, but I'm not sure. And that's what Jesus is saying. Let's start with our own before we work beyond our boundaries. Let's start with those who we believe should be coming to church. Let's start with those that are out there claiming to be busy, or they have hockey or soccer or basketball or some other reason for not coming. They have dance lessons, piano lessons, who knows what it is. But let us concentrate on those, our brothers and sisters in Christ. The ones who were brought up in the church, the ones who were educated in the church, the ones who went to youth group and went to young adults and did so many other great things, but for every reason have left and gone. Not necessarily lost their faith, not necessarily non-believers, but they're gone. They're gone to whatever it is that distracts them. Today, it's kind of making enough money to pay an outrageous mortgage. It's to have a new car and to go on vacation, to bring up their children, to be good citizens and good people with the lessons that they were taught in Sunday school and by their parents who cared about them. And I'm not going to say they don't care about their children, but they're missing a critical part of bringing them up. The part of being in a Christian community with friends and neighbors and people who will step up and help you, whatever the need is. So what Jesus is telling us here is, hey, get with the program. Go to those who should be coming to church, to those who should be praying, to those who should be studying the Bible, to those who should be teaching their children about Jesus. Go to them. help them, show them, encouraging them to walk in the path of Christ as you walk in the path of Christ. What a journey. What a blessing. What a joy. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have all those young families out there that were brought up in the church coming back to church? We need to invite them. We need to encourage them. We need to pray with them. We need to pray for them. We need to reach out and touch them in some way. And if we get no response, or we get the door closed in our face, or no, we're not interested, we're happy with the way our life is, then dust off your feet. Because they're done. They've made their choice. They've had an opportunity. They may claim to be believers in Jesus, but are they? Are they participating in a family? A family organization? Are they participating as the early church did in gathering together to support one another? Are they doing any of those things which we as Christians believe is part of our journey? I'm not saying they're not bringing their children up properly. I'm not saying they're cruel or mean. I'm just saying they're not Christians anymore. They know about Jesus. They understand about what Jesus taught and how important it is to teach that. But they're not using Jesus' name while they're teaching it. More than likely, they're not sitting down at supper and having grace before they eat. They're in need of you to walk with them on the journey, to help them see that the way they were brought up and the things that they learned are what they're teaching their children, but missing one critical factor, Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus is telling the 12 today. Go out. Don't go out and get all the foreigners and all the different religions. Go out and get practicing Jews who claim to be following God's path and show them the way, the truth, and the light. Talk to them about Jesus. And if you get welcome, stay there. Stay there for a period of time to get them totally involved again. Walk with them on their journey. Encourage them. And you'll be surprised. Now, we could invite young families to come to church. I'd have to send 10 of you out to 10 different young families and encourage all 10 of them to come at once. And then it would be amazing. It would be amazing because we could have a Sunday school. We could actually teach more about Jesus than what they're getting from their parents. Not that they aren't getting that from their parents. I think in most cases they're getting what Jesus would have us do. They're just not mentioning his name, or they're not saying prayers, or they're not showing their children why they are the way they are, because they were brought up as Christians. And now for whatever reason, and I have no idea what it is, they're wandering through life, not without Christ, but without Christian community, without the strength that comes from that, without the wisdom that comes from walking a little closer to Christ and hearing the scriptures and understanding them and having their children participating with other children, learning as they learned in Sunday school. This is our journey. This is what Christ has asked his disciples to do. Start with those who should be Christians. Don't start with those who are Samaritans or Gentiles or some other faith. Start with the ones that have known the faith, have walked the journey, but have walked away. That's our calling. our calling first and foremost, to get those who have left, not left the teachings because they carry them with them, but left being part of the Christian community. So go out and be a teacher, an encourager to other people. Go and spread the good news. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to give us the strength and the courage to go with those we know who were brought up in our church or brought up in a church, who have walked with Jesus and may still be walking but are not working in community with other Christians. Help us, guide us, give us the words to say and the deeds to do to get these people back into the Christian community so that their children too can have the teaching that they were so blessed with. In all this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The interviewer examined the job application, then turned to the prospective employee. I see you have put ASAP down for the date you are available to start, meaning as soon as possible, of course. However, I see you've put AMAP down for required salary. I don't believe I've ever seen that before. What does it mean? And the applicant replied, as much as possible. So true. A young man had finished his first semester in college and was spending the weekend at home. Somewhat bored with the old place, he was regaling his father with the wonders of his campus and the enlightened people there. After getting up a head of steam and warming up to his subject, he said, Why, Dad, in our chemistry lab at college, we've made an acid that would dissolve any known substance. And the father turned and looked at him and slowly said, That's mighty fine. What do they keep it in, son? Amen and amen.